Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, all here to tend to the matters at hand today, which includes the first sort of update on the German Wings crash. Reports from investigators suggesting that the co-pilot tried a controlled descent on a previous flight. So how'd they figure that out, Molly? Do you know how do they just
well, go back to the track,
records?
Yeah. They can track records and see, you know, what it was programmed for. Several altitude selections toward 100 feet were recorded during the descent on the flight that preceded the accident. So it was on the flight that he co-piloted
before
the accident. Yeah,
the one just before he tried it a little bit. So where was the pilot, one would wonder, while he was trying all of this stuff?
Right. Yeah, he was not in the cockpit either.
Yeah.
For that one. Hmm. And then.
But could you have felt it? I mean, if I were the pilot, and
yes.
I feel if I know what I'm doing, I feel the plane. I mean, I'm sitting back in the plane. I can tell when the plane starts to descend very easily, very quickly, because I've flown a lot. You can feel it. So if the pilot is aware of this, why does he not go back in and say to this clown, why did you do that?
Excellent question.
Thank you.
Now, the report, you asked the good one, Doug.
I do. Thank you.
The report is just being released. I mean, it was announced that it was going to be released today,
and
just within the last 30 minutes or so, starting to be released. So you haven't read all the way through it yet. But there's a lot of details and some of the things we already knew. You could hear the pilot banging, trying to get back in.
Yeah. Details sometimes are there. You get lost and are not necessarily important to the overall. The question I have is why, if this was the case before, wasn't this guy written up? Why didn't somebody in management know that he did something that he ought not to have done?
Out of the norm.
Yeah.
He slipped through the cracks on many occasions.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
With his mental state of mind.
Right.
He slipped through that should have been caught.
It calls into question. I mean, you put these pilots through rigorous physical training. Why not make them do mental training every couple of years?
That's the idea. Think? Not even then. If you, I believe the requirement now is that a pilot has to have a complete physical every 6 months. So along with that, you have a mental exam, and probably now I say
that's
probably because I don't know. Of course it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
state
the
of mind.
Flying themselves these days, you know.
Yeah.
But now you need to know mentally what you're dealing with.
Right.
Well,
like
many airlines do.
Yeah.
You do have to go through all the testing. I think for German Wings, I'm not sure that they actually did.
Well, it's
but
different depending
questions.
On what the country of origin of the airline is.
Right.
The requirements are. And what most people don't know about those airlines and most of the airlines around the world, as the, for example, in China, where the air transportation system is growing and like exploding, Boeing has orders for 700 planes over the next 4 or 5 years to go to the three main airlines in China. And with that is the training of the Chinese pilots. But what we are not, what you don't really know is there are a lot of Americans, especially when it comes to the heavy jets, 777s, 747s, 767s that are flown in Asia. Most of those planes are flown by American pilots. Did you know that? American pilots are hired because they don't really, whether it's they don't trust or they can't find people or whatever it is, there is this the focus of the penchant is to get American pilots to fly the bigger planes, and so there are many men and women who are on the crews, cargo planes and passenger planes that you see in Los Angeles and in San Francisco and Seattle. Most of them in San Francisco, jumping on planes to fly over, and they normally, you know, the schedule is 3 or 4 days on and 4 or 5 days off. So they'll jump on a plane, they'll go over, they'll get into a 747, and they'll fly it around China, or they'll fly it from China back to America, or China to Europe, or wherever. And if you listen, what I find fascinating, and one of the few things I like about United Airlines, is you can actually listen to the pilots talking to ground control on Channel 9 in United Airliner, whether they're here domestically or whether they're flying overseas. You can hear it, yeah. And it makes it kind of a cool thing. I remember when we went, flew United to China, when I went over there, however many years ago it was, and I remember being fascinated listening to the conversations, the difference between the conversations when you took off from SFO and flew up over, let's say, Alaska and around the horn, back around onto, you know, into the airspace of Russia. In Japan, listening to the different accents of the people who are in air traffic control.
Because they all speak English.
Yeah, yeah, they have. English is the international airline communication tool, but it's really broken. And some of these Chinese guys, you listen to them, whew, I think that was, and that was part of the problem, it seemed. I don't remember that there was ever an investigation done, like, thoroughly. We've got the German Wings thing and the report on that today. When that Air Asia plane crashed at SFO, was that last year or the year before? Remember the 777 that went down?
Yeah, there was an investigation on it.
Yeah, they were all in the cockpit talking to you. There were four
playing
pilots.
Cards, weren't they, or something?
I don't know, they were paying no attention to what was going on. Even, and when they did, when you heard the communication back and forth in English between these Asian pilots, you could barely discern what the heck they were saying.
And the ones who landed, it was their first time landing at SFO.
Right.
If I'm remembering the report correctly.
Yeah,
and
right,
the other thing is, I dated a pilot for a short time who did the international flights. Yeah, he flew from D.C. to London and back. Those were his trips. And he said the planes fly themselves now.
Yeah.
You really don't have to pay that much attention. And that was the problem they ran into at SFO, is they were relying on the equipment, and the equipment wasn't telling them that it wasn't working, and nobody checked on it.
So why did you date this guy only for a short time?
Listen, Doug doesn't care about the cockpit anymore.
Complicated.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah,
we got time. Go ahead.
And he told me all the secrets about what goes on in the cockpit, about what used to go on. And I had to ask him. I said, when the pilots come on and go, we'll be flying at whatever, you know, feet and blah, 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 you know, and they always go, and there's this silence, and they go, and if you look out your left window, I said, what's with all the pauses? Because we're trying to think of something to say.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. They don't know what to say.
Well, we don't have that problem here. There's always something to say, even when there's nothing to be said, and that's not the case with super beats, because there's plenty to be said for using super beats. Super beats. They call them super beats because they are beats that are super. How's that? Doesn't that make perfect sense?
Wild.
Super beats are beats that are super. What makes them super, and I may need your help on this one, Richie, because even though I remember most of it, stuff drooling in my eyes here is making it difficult for me to see some of the copy. So I'm going to rely on my memory as to why it is that I use super beats. There's a canister that you get. It's a little, it's a plastic container.
It's a jar.
That has, thank you, Jennifer, a jar of super beets. It's all ground up beets, finely powdered beets. Put it into water and then drink it. And in 20 minutes, you will have the energy of, let's see, what's one of the main characters in the movie that's out now? The Hulk, right?
The Avengers? Is that
the Avengers, right. The Hulk.
Yeah, it'll Hulk you up.
It'll
I like
Hulk.
The Tasman- Tasmanian devil better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I don't know if the Super Beats are going to do that for
you. Make
you
spin around.
Yeah. You get the benefits of three whole beets and one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. Say that again, Doug. You get the benefit of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. So what are the benefits? Getting the blood, it's nitric oxide, basically. L-arginine is an amino acid that expands the veins and the arteries so that the blood can flow smoothly through the system and get to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs, especially to your heart. And that's what gives you the energy. You're getting more blood. It's
nitrate.
That simple. The nitrates that are in the blood help to power your system. So, you want that power? You want that strength? You want that feeling? And it's not artificial. It's not going to come from some can. This is really, this is natural.
It's
all
real
natural
food.
It's
not
real
GMO
food.
Real
yep.
food.
Beets. Yum. So, to help your body create a new body, call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Get a free book called Beat the Odds. Free shipping when you mention Doug Stephan. Man, this is all slicker than you can imagine, and also good for you. You'll love the results. Call 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, the number for Super Beats to feel this way. Get that energy. A free canister comes along for the ride. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Know-how! Unlike a dangling side mirror, you can't fix bad brakes with a little spit, crossed fingers, and duct tape. You gotta stop at Napa, where you'll get a Visa rebate card worth up to $50 when you buy qualifying Napa pads and rotors. That's $50 back and a new set of Napa brakes. So put down the duct tape and conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 5/31/15.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Stephan, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-203-3186. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-203-3186. That's 1-800-203-3186. Again, 1-800-203-3186.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Molly want a pizza? Polly want a pizza. Molly has a pizza. Molly called 911. Actually, Molly did not do that, but somebody did. Who's this woman that called 911 using
Cheryl Treadaway?
Or called a pizza. What is it? Domino's Pizza?
She called Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
No, she didn't call. She used her delivery app.
Yeah.
Smart.
When her abusive boyfriend threatened her and her small child, and she ordered the pizza with the app, and in the message and comments section, she said, "Get 911 to me. Please help." And the Pizza Hut recognized her and her order.
Really?
And called 911.
Had the dress and everything. Right.
And they arrested her boyfriend after a 20-minute standoff, and she's her and her son are safe and sound.
Really?
Thanks to
how
pizza
clever
heart.
Is that?
Pizza
that
ordering
is
app.
So smart.
Very
yep.
smart.
Yeah, it is smart. We like smart people. This is the smartest morning program around. Listen to the smartness of the people on the air here. It's the Doug Gooday program at 21 after the hour.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Time now on Good Day. Remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
Brings us to a nice place down in the Keys. The song's called Key Largo.
Wrapped around each other.
Very romantic.
Trying so hard to stay warm.
Very cuddly.
First cold winter together. Lying in each other's arms.
Anybody here been to Key Largo beside me?
No.
Really?
Which key is in
charge of through it?
Really?
You can buy.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can look through the door, the keyhole in the door. All right, Richie, let's crank this up.
You were my leading lady. We had it all.
It's bigger than the first key. This is...
Yeah, because it's Largo.
Duh. 888.
Like everybody knows that.
My God, do I love you. 888-302. That's why she's here. 888-302-3684.
So I can say those stupid things that just make you laugh.
Exactly. See, Molly, you could learn a lot by listening to Jennifer instead of all that dastardly news, that boring news that you're...
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
There. My God.
I'm sidetracked on our conference call with management. Doug says, well, Jennifer's really good at talking about things she doesn't know about. So, okay, I'm just going to
you go out open this door over here?
All right, so this guy is from Tarpon Springs, Florida. Hit the top of the charts during this week in 1982. My God, this song is that old. Woo. So if you know what his name is, 888-302-3684, you get a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. Tell us the name of this man. Crank it up, Richie, again. Come on. Just like Bogey, why aren't you turning it up? Crank it up. Yeah, come on, Richie.
You might be answering.
Can't you do it right? You can answer through, do three things at once, please. This one-hit wonder singer supported himself as a sponge diver, began his entertainment career as a ventriloquist. He was a favorite at school assembly.
And a ventriloquist,
yes, right.
Wow.
After high school, he enrolled. He'd be the perfect guy for you, Jennifer.
I know, I'm thinking...
Excuse me. I found that so interesting or fun. Richie, come on. Back to the beginning of the song. I didn't realize this song was that short. He enrolled at St. Petersburg Junior College after high school to study journalism and fine art. Dropped out before graduating. Hit the road to become a drummer for the Tommy Rowe Band and eventually played alongside the Rolling Stones and the Beach Boys. After tiring of the road, he wound up in Atlanta, met a record producer who helped him record this song, Key Largo. Follow-up attempts failed. He tried three or four different ways of becoming a success, and he couldn't. But he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. I don't get that.
Not in the Hall of Fame, but he goes there on Fridays.
Right. Not a lot of people remember who he is. Let's see how we can work this through. Hi, Richie. Shall we take a call or two or three? How about we have Bob, who's in Brantford, Florida. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
Just fine. Thank you.
All right. You're in northern Florida, and Key Largo is in southern Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm a genius. I can figure that all by myself. It's very cool.
Genius, you got 10 seconds to find an answer. Here's a
guy. All right. What's the name of the artist?
Bernie Tibbetts?
Not quite. Mo, what's the name of the person singing this song?
Bernie Higgins.
It's Bernie Higgins. You get the CD, sir. Thank you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I have a feeling we're close to getting off the rails and we haven't even been started.
My wheels are already coming off. Like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, Dougie.
Perfect. Me too. And you'll be happy to know that my confidant, longtime friend and associate, Bob Kay, has just posted a picture of me and my banana on Facebook for you to check out. And it's
is this the end of your career?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'm hugging his wife. So you can...
And you have a banana?
I have a banana.
Your banana would be bigger.
Really? Well,
I'm not sure I really want to rush to see that picture.
All right. It's okay. All right. So we have Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and our newbie is Molly Page, who on occasion has been known in her career to have been a rather credentialed news person. We're doing our best.
Down the toilet now. You guys broke me.
We're doing our best to break her of some of her habits, like actually doing the news and coming up with stories that have some credibility. And not that we're questioning. We want you to question our credibility. We just kind of...
We do?
Yeah, well... I don't want to question your credibility. Okay, so here we are with the administration okaying a new ferry service to Cuba. Those of you who are eager to get to Cuba.
That's not that kind of ferry.
First of all, like I said, if Cuba goes along with this plan, Richie, you might want to save me on this. It could open a new path
like Ricky Ricardo
for hundreds of thousands of people and millions of dollars in goods to travel between Florida and Havana. So we have that ferry service. One of the things that is problematic here
is no money there.
Is, well, there's not a lot of money. We'll bring the money there.
Yeah, they're going to have some soon.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of money soon.
Once we start, but they're going to need to build the infrastructure. It's going to take a while because they don't have the infrastructure to support a flood of tourists.
No.
People are going to go there and they're going to say, oh my God, I had to wait 3 hours for a meal.
Oh,
I
can't
get,
like that.
I can't get around, and it's taxes. And so it'll take a few years, but you know, we will give them the money. It'll become a 51st state.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
they will use our money to buy our things.
Right. So
the ferries aren't that big.
Chinese do that now. The ferry was. Yes. So I want to talk about this whole concept of ferrying passengers and ferries. One of the things that people don't understand.
You got the banana in your shirt.
About
you should be an expert.
You realize when you guys are talking, all I'm hearing is ferry.
Banana. Ferry.
So there have been last week.
One more time, hold on.
Right.
What does that say on your shirt?
It says it's a Mickey Mouse shirt. I was going to town meeting right after that, and I wanted to make sure I made a statement. So I think it's a Mickey Mouse Donald Duck shirt.
I see Donald Duck on your pocket.
Yeah, right. It's a
What's
Mickey Mouse.
What's the statement? You're pro Disney.
The town meeting is Mickey Mouse. That's what
the
statement is. And a few people around me got it actually last night. So anyway, the whole idea of using ferries to transport people across there's 90 miles between the Keys and Havana, and there is a lot of deep water there, and these ferries don't draw a lot of water.
We're the same the best swimmers, Dougie, but we look good.
Well,
stop it.
But the situation where all these people have been killed, I think there was another incident, as a matter of fact. Wasn't there over the weekend when another boat sank or people drowned
but
they were being rescued or something in the Mediterranean?
These aren't blow-up ferries. These aren't, you know, things people use to escape Cuba or have used before. These are substantial boats.
Well,
I mean, they're not like Royal Caribbean lines.
No, what I'm saying to you is I'm trying to not be too technical, but when I talk about how much water they draw, that means how deep is the keel and how much in the water is the boat itself. Most of these are flat-bottomed or they only draw 4 or 5 feet of water, which in a storm is nothing. It doesn't hold you
at all.
It's
top heavy.
Yeah, bingo. As we got too many people. Most of the time, they probably wouldn't do that with a Cuba-American thing, but most of these people that are illegals that are trying to get across from Africa into Spain or into Italy, they're doing this at any cost. And so they load up the boats way more than they're supposed to have, and a storm comes along, and these things just blow over.
Well, I went to one of the ferry sites that got a license.
Ferries.com?
Yeah. Baja Ferries.
Yeah, okay.
Easy, Jennifer. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And they're not small. They look like they're about a third of the size of, you know, a Caribbean cruise liner. You know, the big ships.
So dieting.
You look fabulous. They look like they will make it there and back. They look substantial.
Mm-hmm.
Did that answer your question, or am I totally freaking out now?
No, what they look like and what they are two different things. Looks are deceiving. You can't see under the boat. What I'm telling you is they're good for a trip across a large, like Lake Winnipesaukee or something, but they're not any good
like ocean travel.
Going across a thing like the Adriatic or Mediterranean Sea. They just don't hold enough water. They don't draw enough water, and they're top heavy because there are too many people on them, and that's why they sink as many times as they do. Same thing with all the Asia. The ferries is the same thing where these ferries are sinking all the time in Asia. These typhoons or big storms that come along. First of all, the people there's so much money involved that the owners of the boats just fill them up and they just push them off. It doesn't matter what the weather is. Come on, let's go get another, get them over there so we can go back and get another load. Just keep piling them on. And I think that's something that people are not taking into consideration. So just a point, a rare moment when we actually were trying to make a point here, folks. 20 before the hour, according to a survey conducted by the Harris folks, the growing number of employee health health packages are looking at the health of the senior level executives because those are the most expensive for whatever the reason. Why would health care be more expensive for executives than it is for people who work on the line? I don't understand that. But anyway, here's something that is now probably common sense to many of you, many of us. 83% of the executives who were surveyed by Harris say that employee wellness programs are preventative in that the burnout rate has been very high in areas like, say, late 30s, 40s, early 50s, men and women who are at it 12, 14 hours a day. And let's face it.
And then have families, too.
Right, you have families, yes. So if they're on a good exercise program, if they are eating well, if they are living well, healthy living keeps them from burning out. And that's something that's in the benefit. This is good for the company, so that's why I'm not sure they're too worried about what's going on at home. But if you're taking good care of your employees, they're going to serve you better.
You know, part of my life is working in the cable industry. And yeah. Cox Cable, I will never say a bad word about them because they do such a great job for their employees, even on a local level. So the people, even you know, there's like mid-level people that work in the local offices.
Yep.
And down, they had child care in their local San Diego, Orange County office. They have child care, 12 hours a day at least, I think, of free child care. They had a gym. They had morning yoga classes.
Wow.
They have a cafeteria with all these healthy options. They have massage therapy on site. I mean, all these things that are keeping you there at work, keeping you productive, but also keeping you in a good frame of mind. I mean, why wouldn't
it's
you want to work for a place like
that? Yeah, it's better for them.
We
Smart.
Have a liquor bar here at Radio America.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We have wine at CRN sometimes.
Yeah, see, you guys
I
are
have hard. Milk here on the farm.
We have
the
benefits.
Network where I was working before, the kitchen for the entire network was in a closet. It was in a supply really? Closet. There was a refrigerator and a microwave and a shelf.
Huh.
In a and that was it.
And this is the second largest company, the second largest radio company in the country.
Yes, sir.
Ah,
oh, it wasn't the time. One before that?
No.
The master of all trades.
That would have been more. We would have thought that would have been
right.
the case there.
Yeah, there were other things going on there.
The Chicago City Council today will pass a reparations package for scores of black victims of police violence and torture in the 70s and the 80s. This is, I would have looked at this and thought, okay, this would be something that you read in some third world country, which is what Chicago seems to be becoming. Chicago is one of our fine cities in many ways, but man, is there violence there. Oof. Woo! And is that because, I guess, which comes first here? There are a lot of blacks that live in Chicago, and under the circumstances, they seem to be more the victims, or at least that's what we would believe by looking at the stats. And here is proof of it? There's sort of a question mark after. I'm finding this to be a rather strange reality that in the United States we'd have our third largest city paying reparations to families, mostly black families, for people that are in their families that were tortured and killed at the hands of the Chicago police in the 70s and the 80s. What the hell does that say about Chicago? Woo! Man, what an admission that is. When you get right down to brass tacks.
What's the woo? Where does that come from you?
The money?
Yeah, I mean, what are you wooing? Are you wooing?
I'm wooing. We have a country. We have a city in our country that as late as the 70s and the 80s was torturing black people in jail. they arrest
Chicago's
him.
Corruption has been known. I mean, really, oh, yeah. Chicago's corruption
right.
runs deep and long.
Yeah, sure does. Oof. What a black eye, if you pardon the pun. 17 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Television report up next on Good Day.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you pay for laminates at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $169. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Those of you who have yellow teeth, may I help you out for a moment, please? The folks at Power Swabs are giving those of you who have a smile that is somewhat limited, you have a challenged smile, you have been drinking a lot of coffee, you've been drinking a lot of tea, a little bit more red wine than you ought to have, and maybe you're a smoker. So when we get to the stop smoking, because it doesn't really do much good to, I say this lovingly, if you're expecting that you keep smoking and doing the other things that are bad for your teeth after you've started to use Power Swabs, they're good, but they're not that good. You need to stop smoking, and that'll help your health, and that'll allow Power Swabs to clean up your teeth faster. 2 shades whiter in a day. In 7 days, 6 shades whiter. It's a 5-minute process, and this product is not available in the drugstores. The only way you get it is call 800-281-6829. Power Swabs. Pretty much, I guess that name says it all. You have to be told to apply it to your teeth, but when you do, you'll see them getting whiter and whiter and whiter. The more you use it, the better your take on it. And by the way, this is a very safe product. This is a product formulated by a dentist. It's a natural tooth detergent and whitening agent. You will think that you've gone to heaven, and your smile will be so attractive and lovely. 800-281-6829. That's it. I'm trying to help you fix that smile. It'll be a wowzer. 800-281-6829. Power Swabs for your whiter teeth. 800-281-6829. Jen. Where's Jennifer?
Dougie.
Jennifer.
Hi.
So Josh Charles,
yes,
who was in The Good Wife, he was the
you
love interest. I don't love him, but I think I was surprised he left because that was a good role for him.
They killed him too, didn't they?
Yeah, they killed him off. Yeah, well, he wanted out.
Coming back. Well, he's coming back to television in a spicier role, Dougie. He's looks joining like the it. Cast of Showtime's Masters of Sex. Mm. Yeah, this is his first major TV role since The Good Wife, and he's done a couple of appearances, but this will be his first real series. Masters of Sex returns for season 3 Sunday, July 12th at 10 on Showtime. Mariah Carey also making a comeback. You know, she's been kind of out of the public eye as far as her singing goes. She's done a few things at Rockefeller Center for Christmas and almost sounded like she lost her voice to me. I mean, she was really struggling through the last live performance I saw of hers, but she's set to make a comeback. She's going to perform at the Billboard Music Awards for the first time in, get this, 17 years. No word on what song she's going to sing, but this is on the heels of her return to the stage in Vegas. She's taking up residency at Caesar's Palace. And
is she
going to
do the same thing that Britney Spears and the Osmond
You know, Caesars is really probably the first that did this, and they had like Elton John, Celine Dion. Celine Dion's been taking time off to be with her husband, so they've been filling in pieces at Caesars, and so Mariah Carey's taking up, I think, 6 weeks or 2 months at Vegas.
So let's we only have a few seconds here. The Billboard Awards are mostly music awards, so why would they have the people from Entourage in that show?
Promoting a movie, so why not? They'll probably present an award, I would imagine. You'll get performances from Kelly Clarkson, Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran, Van Halen, Britney Spears. It's May 17th.
May 17th, so yes, another week or so. All right, Jen, thank you. 51 after.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for our weekly visit from the foremost pet expert on the air anywhere. Warren Eckstein is here. We're going to we're going to figure out together whether this story that we have today at DougSteffen.com about the all of the animals that are dressed up in Star Wars gear, is that abuse or not? Abuse. We'll take on the role of PETA here in a moment on Good Day.
Yeah, Rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
How strong is Allegra D?
Go keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
All right, so at DougStephan.com, we have no dark side to this new campaign dreamed up by the Ottawa Humane Society to get rescue pets adopted. They have dressed the pets that they want to get adopted wearing Star Wars costumes. And so there's dogs and cats and bunnies and guinea pigs, all that are up for adoption. I thought this was kind of a cool thing. There's no... Some of the the PETA people think this is abusive. I find it nonsense. As you find homes, whatever way you can use to find homes for these people, that's the ticket, isn't it?
You know, it's interesting that you said that, and I can't be hypocritical, because just last weekend at one of the largest malls in Southern California, I did a seminar with the San Gabriel Valley Humane Society, and what we did is I gave a speech, and then we had volunteers bring out some of the dogs that have been there the longest, dressed in beautiful little clothing. Now, my dogs, for the record, run around butt naked, but the bottom line is they have a home. The minute we brought these dogs out dressed in costumes, and of course, we found dogs that did not mind wearing the clothes they were wearing, everyone was excited, everyone was thrilled, and I believe every one of the animals found a home. So
oh my God,
if they
can
find a home and the animals don't mind being dressed up, I say go for it.
Yeah, all right, that's cool. Video of the day at DougStephan.com a couple of days ago, and you can find, we have all of our videos up and keep them posted for almost ad infinitum. This video came from a YouTuber named Matthew Warren, a quick video. I don't know how long it is, but it features an 8-week-old puppy named Buck who has the hiccups, and he's not very happy about it. Can you imagine a puppy? I don't remember Charlotte ever having the hiccups. Do you? What can you tell us about dogs that get the hiccups?
Usually with puppies and hiccups, you know, they're either sucking in a little air, but very frequently a puppy that has hiccups also is indicative of a puppy that may have some type of worms or some type of parasite in their system. So it's always good to check it out. Not uncommon at all for puppies to have worms. Not uncommon at all for puppies to hiccup once in a while.
Really? All right, story also at DougStephan.com about this old tortoise that was chewed on by a rat. You know, tortoises don't work, don't move too fast, and whether you like the idea of it or not, the sound of it, rats sometimes move into animals that they can prey on, and they eat part of the flesh on the animal. And the circumstance here was a tortoise got eaten up by a rat, and so now somebody rescued the tortoise, and they've got it scooting around on a pair of wheels. Whether it's practical or not, don't you see those wheels get used a lot on domesticated pets, dogs and cats?
Absolutely. One of my closest friends in Bethesda, Maryland, runs Pets with Disabilities, and there are so many dogs and cats there that use wheelchairs. I believe like this, that animals are here just like we are, and if there's anything we can do to assist them that's humane in terms of making their life more of a quality life, I say do it, whether it be a tortoise on wheels or a dog with an artificial limb. I say go for it.
Yep. And here is the story that I love from this week. A dog that had been missing for 4 years was found in New Orleans, and the people, this is a 10-year-old Yorkshire Terrier that disappeared during the summer of 2011. His owners were in New Orleans, brokenhearted. Somebody somehow or other found this dog. It had a microchip in it, and so an airline said, okay, we'll fly. It was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They put the dog on the plane first class to send it back home.
What a great story.
Isn't that amazing?
What a great story.
My God, isn't that a great story? Warren Eckstein, a lot of great stories on his weekend program, The Pet Show. Thanks for being here.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.